Have you ever wondered what a spider's web made out of neckties would look like? Or perhaps a dilapidated Italian house inside a Czech garage? Well, look no further. The Tina B Contemporary Arts Festival has, for the past week, been presenting some rather unusual pieces of art in some extremely unusual Prague venues. Artists from as far afield as Iceland and Japan have been exhibiting works alongside homegrown talent in the capital's Laterna Magica Theatre, Italian Embassy, and soon a rather unexpected final venue. The Tina B Temporary Space is set to open this Sunday. Beforehand, curator Marek Tomin gave me a tour.
Okay, well, we're in Prague 7, on a street called Dukalski Hrdinu, pretty much directly opposite the Czech National Gallery. And the building that we're in front of is essentially an abandoned, dilapidated building that we are turning into an exhibition space for the period of the Tina B Tina B, the Prague Contemporary Art Festival.
Okay, and the facade of this building, I mean, it does seem to be an old Lekarna or sort of pharmacy of some sort, but it's been slightly revamped for the purposes of this exhibition, I hear.
Well, what you see is a special intervention by a Japanese arts group called Mohatori, and they've used hundreds, if not thousands, I think over 1,000 bits of A4 paper that they've cut variously. It's Japanese paper brought over from Japan. On one side it's blue, and on the other there's the image of a new material that they're using now in Japan that is made to look like wood but isn't actually wood. It's actually sheet metal of some kind. And they've stuck these papers onto the facade. And if you look from a distance, from a few yards away, you will see that in fact it's the outline of a structure, and it's the outline of a building from their hometown near Hiroshima.
This third Tina B Festival spans from September the 25th to mid-October. As well as taking over the Italian embassy, organisers have commandeered a number of the city's billboards. Look out for nonsense collages made from newspapers and some rather odd advertising slogans on a signpost near you. But, according to Marek Tomin, the festival is also about bringing art from outdoors into a gallery. He shows me into the first room of his exhibition.
For me, this first room is the interface between public space as such and a more dedicated space. Although obviously, you know, this building is not a dedicated space in the normal sense of the word. It is an abandoned building which we are inhabiting with art for a limited period of time. And that's also one of the thrusts of Tina B, is to look for alternative spaces that are not necessarily normally used for contemporary art. And this is the most stark example of that. I mean, this building has been out of use for many, many years. And what you see there is a tag by one of the younger street artists, a very young street artist called Zipper. Not an intervention that I actually asked for, this particular one, but he tagged the wall, you know. But what we see here, I mean, this is a classic by a classic of Czech street art called Pasta. It's essentially a kind of tag, but obviously not a tag along the lines of those squiggly doodles on facades of buildings.
And for our radio listeners, can you maybe explain a bit about what we've got directly in front of us?
Well, it says Pasta knows your dildo, and I think you know, it shows Mickey Mouse holding a pink, what is probably a vibrator, but it could be something else as well. I mean, he's holding it up as a kind of symbol of power in his fist, and I think really it's up to the viewer to decide what message is exactly it's imparting, and perhaps it's you should ask Pasta more about that.
Pasta was unfortunately not around to comment upon his work, but artist Hinek Vacek was. He's made an extraordinarily complicated and mechanical-looking piece, which glows technicolour in what was formerly the disused pharmacy's WC.
I usually use the projection to the plate glass. I can use another system with slide and projection to the glass object. That's all for my work. It is a monoscope.
Hunek's monoscope sees a television set's cathode tube put to work inside a cut glass structure on wheels. Light, too, is very important in the next artwork that Marek Tomin takes me to see.
So this entire room is a site-specific installation by Vladimir Skrepel, who is head of Painting Studio 2 at the Academy of Fine Arts. It's a very interesting installation. Essentially, the key element of the installation is an altar with a figure on it of worship. It's an unusual idol to worship. It's all the different icons that perhaps society worships at this point in time, but mixed in with all the different aspects of, you know, the current materialistic tendencies of society. You know, Skrepel's work is always about beauty and ugliness, and somewhere the interfaces between the two, about love and hate, about self-hate, about hate of someone else.
It seems like a lot of the stuff in this room is not necessarily just here to provoke, but that a lot of it probably would provoke. I mean, we've got swastikas of sorts. We've got, you know, sort of talk about, like, comeback Lenin or whatever. There are sort of daubings over on that wall. There's a lot of kind of quite graphic pornography. I mean, is this kind of deliberately set out to shock, or is that a very simplistic view of it? I mean, what's going on?
I don't think it's definitely not trying to shock deliberately, but rather, you know, presenting that which is shocking and is all around us. I mean, nothing in this room you cannot buy on the newsstand, you know, in your local corner shop. But in presenting it together, you know, Vladimir is making some kind of a, you know, is yeah, it's about presenting it, you know.
And it is very prettily presented. When I first came into this room, I thought, oh, look at all the nice colours. Blah, blah, blah. But then you start looking and maybe there's sort of a lot more going on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Skrepel's work is all about soft and hard, and about the softness of the hard, and you know, the colour tones, the pinks, and which one would normally associate with something soft, you know, and cuddly, but in fact it has a very, very brutal content and impact, and essentially it's working with these contrasts that the whole installation is about.
The Tina B Alternative Space is perhaps one of the funnest and most unusual places I've gone to look at art in a while. Just beware of the tripping hazards and bare wiring when you go. After a few initial teething problems, the space is set to open on Sunday, October the 5th, and stay open for the next 3 weeks. And that spider's web of neckties is quite a sight to see.